The 129th Boston Marathon gets underway April 21st. It's Patriots Day in Boston, and we'll have some local ties to the race. Maryville's own Connor Blackford, currently a freshman at Kansas State, qualified for one of the six major world marathons in his first try. He is joining us now. Connor, first of all, congratulations going back again last June for qualifying and having this chance, but how are you feeling just 3 days out now from the Boston Marathon?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, Matt. I'm really excited for it. You know, it's kind of a surprise to even be in this position. I thought I was going to run that one marathon last summer in Colorado and then kind of hang things up, but messed around, qualify for Boston. You know, it's really just surreal that I'm going to run it in 3 or 4 days, whatever it is. But no, I'm ready. Training's been great. Put in a lot of miles for it. So I'm excited to get out there and enjoy the experience and just see what happens.
You know, I feel like running kind of has that funny thing that you say I'm going to check this box. I'm going to get this race done. I'm going to be done. Maybe I'll do some 5Ks, but no more fulls, no more halves. But it just finds a way to pull you back in every time.
Yeah, I guess it's more of an addiction than I really care to believe. I guess it's a good addiction at that. But no, I keep thinking I'll be ready to hang it up, but then kind of get that itch to get out there and compete again. So no, to get to race on this stage with you know, 24,000 of my closest friends and some really elite competitors, all while having my family there in that environment. I'm really excited for it and just, yeah, want to really soak up the experience for sure.
Now, of course, kind of funny, 24,000 of your closest friends, but I really do think that running is one of those sports that, like, it is such a you versus you battle, not necessarily worrying about the other runners around you. Is that something you feel a little bit when you get in that situation, whether it was last June in that marathon or getting yourself set for Boston, that it really is so many people trying to carry each other across the finish line?
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the history of Boston, you know, that tragedy 12 years ago. You know, I think there is even more of a unity there than in a lot of other places. And especially with that marathon distance, you know, just to finish is an accomplishment of itself. So yeah, you're not racing other people as much as you're racing for yourself. And so I think that's really special. And for me, definitely takes a lot of stress off compared to, you know, a high school track race. You know, you just going out there, finishing the race is enough on its own. So no, I'm excited to be with those people. And, you know, you got people coming from all over the world, all different backgrounds. We'll be running all different paces. So just to be in that environment and have the, you know, I think they're expecting like 500,000 spectators or something like that. So to have that kind of environment, I think it's going to be an amazing experience.
It'll be an incredible atmosphere and a great community around you there. And, you know, Boston is a bucket list item for so many. And a lot of runners will work for years and years to qualify. And sometimes that's reaching that certain age where maybe that the parameters there for that time works out a little bit better whenever you're 55 as opposed to being maybe 18 years old, you know. But it takes so long for so many. You nailed on your first try. Have you kind of sat back and thought about what this means of what's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for many? And you might qualify for a few more times and make it back out, but what this opportunity means to be able to get this done, especially so early in your career?
Yeah, I've definitely tried to think about that and have that perspective. You know, I know that I'm really just fortunate to get to run it. And so I think that's, again, kind of like I talked about before, taking a lot of stress off. And so, yeah, no, just to have that opportunity is really something special. And yeah, I'm really excited. And that definitely from a time perspective takes a lot of the stress off. I just want to go out there, enjoy the experience, and yeah, just leave the rest to be whatever happens.
Now, you're a great runner in cross country and track throughout your high school career here in Maryville. Has Boston been a goal? Did you kind of think about full marathons at some point that you'd reach this stage?
No, absolutely not. No, as track season was winding down last year, it was like, you know what? Well, I still got some level of fitness. Let's go find a marathon and really just, like Kenny, you talked about earlier, just check that box and kind of move on. But no, really surprised myself there. And no, I never thought I'd want to run, you know, 20 miles on a Saturday morning and call that fun. And, you know, the training hasn't been amazingly fun. You know, it's definitely different being here in Manhattan and doing a lot of the runs by myself compared to with the team in high school. But no, I've really come to enjoy that. And yeah, I don't know, maybe Boston's the end of it, but no, keep running and just kind of see what happens from here.
We're talking with Connor Blackford. He's a Maryville native. He's a freshman at Kansas State right now out in Manhattan, Kansas, but qualified for the Boston Marathon last June, now getting set for Boston this upcoming Monday. And you said you're going out and just kind of want to enjoy this 26.2 miles and the history and kind of enjoy that victory lap that comes with clinching an opportunity to run in this race. But, you know, you go back to last June, the Revel Rockies Marathon. You ran that in 2 hours, 41 minutes, 52 seconds, a 6:10 pace. For those that don't know, I mean, you're flying out there. Do you set a goal at all, even though it is for fun? Are you keeping a pace in the back of your mind where you'd like to be?
Yeah, a little bit. I certainly don't expect a 2:41. had some downhill that certainly helped me out there. We'll definitely play it pretty conservative. I think these first few miles out of the gate in Boston, you get a really long downhill start, which I think from the stories I've heard, a lot of runners kind of get out of control a little bit through there, and then it ends up kind of biting them further down the line. That there's some big Newton Hills, like four hills, I think, from like miles 16 through 21 that they say to really, really conserve for and kind of view those as kind of the middle point of the race. And so definitely want to conserve so I'm not, don't end up in a situation where I'm walking or something. But yeah, if I could break three, I think that would be break 3 hours. That would be kind of an out there goal, just with how much tougher the course is. You know, it's one of the tougher world marathon major courses just due to the elevation change and where the hills fall and all of that. So no, if I could break three, that would be an out there goal, but certainly that's not like a must have or anything along those lines.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting battle early for your first few miles of fighting that adrenaline to not get out too quick. But being a guy from Maryville, I mean, you've taken on some big hills throughout your lifetime. It'll be one of those things that might kind of separate the wheat from the chaff as you get to that point of passing quite a few people as this marathon goes on here on Monday. Now, we talked about it before. This draws some of the best distance runners in the world. You think about Olympic champions like Eliud Kipchoge, who came for this Boston event in years past. Three-time Olympic medalist Hellen Obiri, U.S. Olympian Connor Mance will be out there with you on Monday. It's kind of the equivalent of walking out onto a baseball field for batting practice with Bobby Witt Jr. Like, does that hit you a little bit at all as you kind of think about what that's going to be like?
Yeah, it honestly hasn't really hit me yet. You know, I read those names and it's really hard for me to even grasp right now. But no, I'm super excited to have that. You know, obviously they'll be literally miles ahead of me, but no, to have them there and just create that atmosphere and environment is going to be something incredible. And no, that's just going to be awesome.
I mean, they might be miles ahead of you. We might turn it on and see you, you know, coming across there in the top five. We'll see what happens. We're not going to put that on you just yet, Connor, but your first marathon in Colorado last June, what has training looked like for you the last few months as you have kind of transitioned in here to marathon number two and you kind of have a few more of those secrets down of what to expect here out of what's coming on Monday?
Yeah, no, it's been kind of weird because this last marathon in June, come out of track season, really just was in track shape, hadn't done a run over 13 miles at all before that at any point in my life. And so that was really different. Definitely wanted to train a little bit more marathon specific stuff going into Boston. So yeah, I did a 16 miler about 4 weeks ago and then a 20 miler 3 weeks ago. And those were kind of the two big long runs just to kind of prepare me for what it's going to be like and really just get that sort of time on legs more than anything, just to know what that's going to feel like and then mentally be ready to push past that. So yeah, I got some marathon specific stuff. I'd say averaged, you know, 50 or 55 miles kind of these past few weeks. And then, yeah, into this taper period, which has been kind of unique these past couple weeks where I really haven't done that much training at all, just kind of letting the body, mind, legs, kind of everything recover and get ready. So, no, I'm feeling ready. I think training's been good, and I'm ready to just go out there and see what I can do.
Getting set for the Boston Marathon coming up on Monday. If we throw that out, even if it was not on the schedule, are you still a guy that's just going to go out and lay down some miles and just get some runs in just because that's part of who Connor Blackford is?
Yeah, I think so at this point. I used to think that was true for me, but yeah, I'm coming to find I kind of need that. And I think, yeah, the people I'm around like that, or I get a little antsy and stressed out. So, no, I think it's good for everyone.
All right, Connor, I appreciate coming on and talking with us a little bit as you're getting set to run your first Boston Marathon. It'll be the 129th ever taking place coming up this Monday, April 21st. Before I let you go, last question I've got. What will you be listening to as you're running in Boston on Monday?
Yeah, I'm not a huge music runner. I think I really want to just kind of enjoy the environment. So I'll probably just try to distract myself as much as possible with all the people along the way. And so, yeah, I just really want to soak up the environment and yeah, hopefully that will distract me from the pain of actually running.
You know, to go out and run 26.2, there's a certain level of toughness, but to do it without earbuds in, like, takes you to a whole nother level. So that's impressive, I got to tell you. The times and everything, but without the music or a podcast, that's not easy to do.
No, I appreciate it. But yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping, yeah, I think the environment will carry me through. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, Connor, we're looking forward to seeing how things go for you on Monday and keeping up with that as you get set for the Boston Marathon. Congratulations on reaching this point, and thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
That's Connor Blackford with us, a Maryville native, also a freshman at Kansas State University, qualified for the Boston Marathon last June, now getting set for the run on Patriots Day coming up on Monday. With your morning conversation, I'm Matt Tritton.